com and enter the password marketing55. You can also find that password in the resources section in this book. That password again is marketing55. Step 2. Know your customers. The more you know and understand about your customers, target market, the easier it is to find them and to market directly to them. Study as much as you can about your customers so you will know who your customers are, what they want, what motivates them to buy, and where you can find them. Assignment number 2. Conduct a customer analysis. Who are your customers? Age, gender, level of education, geographic location, annual income level, ethnicity, profession, industry, job title, etc. Pick a niche. Can you find a specific niche and dominate that niche? If your target is everybody, then nobody is your ideal customer. Would you rather be a small fish in an ocean or a big fish in a pond? Examples: counselor that specializes in child therapy, lawyer that specializes in divorce law, DJ for the Metro Detroit area. List the patterns or habits your customers and potential customers share. Where they shop, what they read, watch, listen to, what social networks, websites, and forums they use. List where you can find your ideal customer. Social networks, blogs, forums, associations, events, trade shows, etc. Step 3. Create a compelling marketing message. In this step, you will focus on creating a compelling marketing message and a dynamic tagline that should be included in all your marketing materials and promotions. You want people to not only remember your name, but the benefits and results you offer them. Also, you will create an audio logo, elevator speech, that answers the question, "What do you do?" in the most effective way. Create a compelling marketing message. Marketing materials should focus on who your specific target market is, how you can help them, the benefits and results your customers receive, a compelling reason to contact you, call to action. Marketing materials should not focus on a list of services you provide, a complete description of your company or owner biography, too generic and broad target market. See examples below on the difference between listing a service or product compared to offering benefits and results. Compare listing what you sell, the product, as designer shoes, versus listing the benefits and results, such as comfort for your feet and the pleasure of walking. Compare used books versus hours of pleasure and benefits of knowledge. Compare cottage versus comfort and the quietness of a cozy place. Compare business consulting versus grow your company and improve performance. Assignment number 3. Write a list of benefits and results that you offer your customers. Brainstorming. Next, create a dynamic tagline. A tagline defines a company or product with as few memorable, emotional, descriptive words in one short sentence. To get inspired for your own tagline, let's look at a few popular and favorite taglines. McDonald's: I'm loving it. Nike: Just do it. Allstate: You're in good hands with Allstate. M&M's: Melts in your mouth, not in your hands. Apple: Think different. Assignment number 4. Create a dynamic tagline. Brainstorming. Below is an example of a very effective marketing piece that I designed for a wedding photographer. Instead of listing his services, we included a list of the benefits the customer would receive if they used his services. This advertising piece made him stand out and differentiate himself from all the other photographers at the bridal and wedding expos and shows, and increased his customers significantly. Advertising.